Wendy, this is going to be fun. I'm warning you right now, if you don't like fun, stop listening, because you're going to like this and you're going to have fun. Jimmy Pardo is one of the nation's top comedians, a friend of mine since high school, a friend of yours.
I forget about that.
We went to high school together. Jimmy, you can verify this, right?
Yes, sir. We confirmed.
Oak Forest High School together.
Bengals.
We were on the Bengals.
I just laugh at the mascots. We were the Bulldogs, Riverside Brookfield High School.
It's a tough mascot, a bulldog.
Sure, it's tough. It's a Bengal. A Bengal, is that the...
Angry Tiger.
It's angrier than the regular tiger?
What is an Argonaut? Wasn't that Argo High School?
That's Argo High School.
Jason and the Argonauts. They're like astronauts.
They're not menacing.
They deal more with corn products than with space.
Yeah, agriculture.
Yep.
It's agriculturally
based. Agricultural astronauts.
Right. Remember their mascot was the giant husk of corn?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. That guy
People
would get
afraid.
Out there. Very afraid. Yeah. Any team coming in would be challenged by that that husk. Husky, the corn cob.
Husky the corn cob was their mascot. Right.
I can tell you guys.
And his sidekick was a little tray of butter. Remember? Yeah. Buttery the Butter.
I do remember.
Buttery the Butter.
Nobody. Bill will agree with this. Not a clever name.
No.
Like, they just went. Well, neither was Husky, though, for that matter.
Why wouldn't it be.
Pat. I'd call them Pat.
Pat the Butter.
Yeah.
Is it Pat or Pad?
It's a pad of. I don't know now.
Pat.
It's a pat.
It's got to be
pad of butter.
I think it's a pat.
With the D? You say with a T.
We'll find out.
I can't
you guys
wait.
Continue talking
right.
amongst yourselves.
Keep introducing me. I was liking
but
how
we
great
did,
I was.
We attended.
Was.
Oh, well, you like the adulation.
I like that part of it. Sure.
In high school, Jimmy, we said to ourselves, you know who's going places is that Jimmy Pardo, but we were kidding. We didn't
sure.
think you would amount to anything.
Oh, boy.
And you fooled us.
I did
Look
okay.
at all you've done.
Well, listen, two guys, maybe four of us. Four guys, I think, came out of Oak Forest in the arts.
In the arts.
There's certainly some baseball players that made it to the major leagues. But you got, by the way, you got to be a great baseball player to make it to the majors from a Southside suburban high school that where you don't play baseball all year long.
That's
you know what
true.
I mean? Like, you got to be that great to get past all that.
That's Who did true. That?
Jason Frazier, I want to say was his name.
Jason Frazier
ended
did.
Up pitching for the Toronto Blue Jays. I think like three guys made it from Oak Forest.
Babe Ruth.
Seriously?
Into the bigs, yeah.
And Hank Aaron.
Yeah, the Babe, and then Hammer and Hank.
Hammer and Hank, Babe Ruth, and Jason.
Now, you don't know this. Bill's father and mother used to always go to the games, and they were the ones, look at this guy's hammering the ball, and they were the ones that came up with Hammer and Hank.
True.
The Left family.
True.
The parents, not Bill.
No, I know.
Not me.
They had the creativity.
Yeah, Bill's too young.
They were great with adjectives.
They loved it.
My parents were the best adjective parents, I think, in Oak Forest.
Well, when we, Wendy, I don't know how your city was, but Oak Forest was the type that we would have monthly meetings.
Yep.
And one meeting, the Lefts couldn't make it. And I said, we're going to vote today, right? The best adjective family are the Lefts. And there was some, but some said it was the Joneses.
No, they were all right. They were good.
Average at best.
Yeah, they were all right.
Most people keep up with the Joneses. Your parents bypassed the Joneses.
That's exactly right.
I like to think they did. My dad still has. He keeps the certificate in a
Does
case
he?
In our dining room.
That is
and
wonderful
we,
to
we
hear.
Take a look at it. And,
will you put that on your Facebook page?
If you
That's
want,
his private
it,
thing.
I'll put it on there. No, I can put it on there. I'm not
it's
afraid of that.
It's pat of butter, by the way. P-A-T.
Pat of butter.
Wait, you're still saying, you're still using a D.
It's a pat.
Pag.
It is
butter.
Essentially.
Oh, now that's a G.
Pam of butter.
That's an M now.
A half tablespoon size rectangle.
You're pretty good with the letters, by the way, Jimmy.
Thank you very much. Seriously. I know all 25.
You refuse to acknowledge the letter Z.
To this day.
What's with that?
It's like Pluto to me. It's like it's the letter. We don't need it.
No,
we're fine.
It's
How many Z words do you really use? Think about it.
Zoo.
One.
That's the only one.
Zeppelin, if you want to bang your head, you want to rock a little bit.
You do.
Zoom if you're in a hurry.
Right, or if you want to do that
Zebra.
Thing
Zebra, if you see one, if you're at the zoo.
Zealous.
Right.
Right? You're overzealous. You went to the zoo. These are all zoo-related. You can't leave that zoo.
ZZ Top, if they're in town.
Oh,
right.
See?
So those guys are animals
right, there's
on
a couple.
Stage.
There's a couple.
Zamboni?
Zamboni, for sure.
For sure. Can I say this to you before you go any further? Happy birthday to you.
Thank you, Jimmy. That means
and
a lot to me.
Did you bring a treat? Because that's what in high school you would do, right?
You bring some
grade school.
For everybody, right? You bring a nice... I did not bring it. It's not my birthday.
No, but that
but
was
I did
the
bring
rule.
You a gift.
Whoever's birthday it was, they had to bring candy for the class.
Which is stupid. You should be treated by the others on
yeah.
your birthday.
Well, then you're treated by others when it's their birthday. That way you always remember who needs to bring the goodies.
But the kids whose summer birthdays, if your birthday was in June or July, they're making out like bandits.
Well, that's
unfair.
I blame that on the parents. I also blame it on the rain. what I did, Bill, is I got you a gift certificate. You're going to receive this in the mail.
What'll
I got
it be?
You're going to love this. It's a 1950s table tennis game.
That's really funny.
That's what's crazy.
Oh, you're hysterical,
Wendy
Jimmy Pardo.
What's going on?
You should do a podcast. Oh, you're ha-ha.
What's
Wendy
up?
Wendy got me the identical gift of the one you just described, Jimmy. Word for word. The same 1950s table tennis box set. You look shocked.
Shut up.
This is radio, so people can't see
Pardo
you.
Pardo me.
Rub your face on the microphone so people can see your face.
I'm not comfortable putting my face
no,
that
it's
close.
Filthy.
You said on your Facebook page just the other day that you're in the hunt for a, specifically, Parker Brothers.
Yeah.
Table tennis, not ping pong.
I didn't think I'd ever see one.
That's Sears.
Right.
Right? You
How
said,
about him?
You said, I'm looking
he
for this
thing. Listening earlier.
I
Come
can't
on,
listen
he's
to
never
this
not
show.
Funny.
I've got a satellite
Mike
in
and Mike
car.
Are on.
Yeah, I'm listening to Keith Olbermann. On
right.
His, it's
show.
Not a podcast, but I guess I don't know.
Show.
Web series?
You can say show.
Great.
Yeah.
I like it. Anyway.
Well, good. He has two.
Thank you for the kind words.
You're saying...
I don't like either of you in the fact that I don't believe a word either of you say. Bill, I've known
That's
you
hurtful.
So many years, over 20 years,
right.
And I still don't know when you're kidding and when you're not. And Jimmy, you're worse.
Well, certainly you know I'm kidding about this.
Yes,
I mean, yes,
I know.
Of course I'm kidding. I didn't get a certificate. I brought it with me. Bring it in, guys.
Bring it in.
What
Bring
if
it
I
in,
really
everybody.
What if I had the time to go out and buy one between you announcing
that,
it? And
that would have been great.
That would have been.
By the way, what I loved about that is, Bill, you managed to do something I cannot do. You could get me, like, if I said to you, I want a private concert with Peter Cetera for my birthday. Like,
yeah.
Let's say that's what I want. If you got that for me, I still would act like it's the worst gift in the world. I don't know how to receive gifts.
I'm terrible at it,
too. Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. Like, didn't you want this? Of course I did. Well, then act like it. I'm not good.
He did a very good job faking excitement.
He was wonderful,
yes.
And it played well in the car.
Oh, I love excitement.
Awesome.
I love excitement. When we come back, you know, we just had the Chicago Podcast Festival.
Sure.
Right? Jonathan Pitts puts this great thing together, this great festival. And the question always comes up, is anyone really doing it the right way and making money at it? And you're one of those guys who's doing it the right way and making some decent money at it.
We're doing okay. And actually, we were invited to be part of the Chicago Podcast Festival. In fact, the email was very nice. It was the first one, I believe.
Yeah.
Couldn't have this without the pioneer Jimmy Pardo. Please grace us with your play. Very,
wow.
Very polite email.
That's nice.
But we had already been scheduled to do Zanies.
Right.
And so we couldn't bail on Zanies. To do the podcast festival. We wish them a lot of luck, as we do all upstarts.
But you... upstarts? You and Mark Maron and Adam Carolla,
yeah.
And
Louis... You're doing that well?
Louis Nye are the only four comedians
Louis
that,
Nye.
That you're doing well.
Well, Louis has eclipsed us all. Louis Nye has
He's
eclipsed
doing great.
Us all. And it's an embarrassment. We're just in his shadow. But no, are we doing well? I'm not doing Carolla Maron well, but we're doing well.
That's awesome. Plus, you have a great time doing it. And you do a great job.
You do a
thank
really good
you,
job.
Thank you, Wendy. Wendy, I say thank you.
The Twit. People who come to see you, because you were kind enough to have me on one of your shows a
we
month
had two
ago.
Two shows, yeah.
Two shows, and I was asked to do one.
You were wonderful.
But they hang on to your every nuance because they know you. They've heard you over and over and over again on the podcast. So it's not like when you're doing stand-up where you're, to some extent, you're starting fresh.
Yeah.
They already know your backstory.
Especially, yeah. And you know, the show you were on sold out within hours.
Oh, nice.
And then the second one came close to selling out, and we added a second one. And so to speak to that, those are 300 people that wanted to be in the room to hear our stupid nonsense. So
yeah.
That's just amazing to be able to walk out to that. I wish I was Amy Schumer doing the Allstate Center on Friday. Could you imagine walking out and doing
no.
that show
no.
that big?
No.
Why don't you imagine that? Because comedy shouldn't be in a venue that big.
It should be more intimate.
Yes.
It should be more intimate. But I'll tell you why I like it better than stand-up. It's so spontaneous. I mean, with stand-up, you're getting a cross-section of some spontaneity and some fixed bits
mm-hmm.
that you've done in the past. But with this, you're forced to just be fresh and natural and in the moment, every moment that you're on there, and you pull it off beautifully.
Well, thank you. You did send me a text that I couldn't believe. I ended up deleting it, which infuriates me because it was the nicest text
Aww.
I ever received in my life. I mean, in my life. And my wife texted me once, I'm pregnant. This was better than that.
Wow.
Do you have a copy of it? Do you
I
know
wish,
how to
oh,
access?
Maybe you can resend it. Maybe you,
I could do, you want me to do that?
It was the, and I'm
Good
not
luck
kidding.
Finding it.
All right.
It was the greatest. Why are you
I
mad at him?
Find it.
He can't use his phone very well, so.
I'm challenged when it comes to electronics, but I can't.
Right. I heard the enthusiasm over the table tennis. I understand you can't handle a phone.
Jimmy Pardo's here. Dispensing all sorts of pleasantries, as you just heard. And you're here because you're at Zanies, right?
No.
You're not? You're just here for being
I'm
here?
I'm here because I brought my son with me. We're going to see Hamilton tomorrow night.
I hope they don't yell at you.
No, I get booed
in every room
I walk into.
There's going to be a speech aimed at you at the end of the show.
I I'm anticipating
that.
I've already warned Oliver, yes.
All right. More of this sort of behavior next. It's Bill and Wendy along with Jimmy Pardo on WGN. Jimmy Pardo's here. Go see him in Hamilton. He's not in the production of Hamilton, but he's going to see Hamilton. And if you're there, you can see him watching Hamilton. Now, you said you've taken your son Oliver to see the show in the past.
No,
he went by himself.
No, I did not. My wife and I went for her birthday in February, and then when tickets went on sale here in Chicago, I said, I got to bring my son. So I bought tickets, and here we are.
I would like to go. I would like to take my son, in fact, who likes theater, but I... Don't you think it's going to be extended and then more tickets will become available someday?
Don't you think, you guys, I mean, you're on the GN. Wally Phillips would have had tickets.
That's Wally Phillips.
That's true.
But you're Bill and Wendy.
We're not Mike Pence.
Who?
We're not Mike Pence.
Well, listen,
he got tickets.
He went as a diversion. Now,
right.
But let's, you know.
Right.
You know, he's easy to get there. Maybe
you're
you guys
so
got
political. What happened to you? You're so political.
I'm
now.
Like Mort Saul. I you really like just Mort. Become.
You are like Mort Saul. That's true. Now, you got to talk to Lin-Manuel Miranda at the last time you went to the show. You were invited backstage and you had a chat with him.
I did. My wife and I went back there. I posted the photographs afterwards.
He's adorable.
He was very nice. Could not have been more gracious. Was excited. He, you know, he's a huge comedy fan.
Is
and
he?
So, yeah. Wow. So when it was asked, hey, Jimmy Pardo's going to be there. Yeah, absolutely. And he came out, the comic's comic. And he came
How about
and,
that?
Gave me a big hug and could not have been nicer. And it was great. The show is, I'm a musical nerd. I really am.
You were in Bye Bye Birdie.
I was in Bye Bye Birdie. I played Randolph McAfee, the non-singing role. And I played Mr. Whitney in Anything Goes. That's a non-singing role. Any musical that has a non-singing role, I'm your guy.
That's your part.
I'm your guy.
Did you pitch him on Hamilton 2 Electric Boogaloo?
Of course I
think
did.
That would be a great show.
The first words out of my mouth.
What did he say?
Punched me in the face.
He hit you.
I thought it was aggressive myself, Bill.
Boy.
I would have thought a conversation would happen. But these were happier times. These were in,
right.
You can get away with something like that.
Right,
I guess
not anymore.
Not anymore.
Nope.
There are non-singing roles in musicals?
Every musical has a few.
Well, not rock operas, not Evita or Jesus Christ Superstar
right.
or Hamilton, Tommy.
But like South Pacific.
Sure, there's probably got to be something in that.
When I was in Little Abner,
My
character had a song, and after rehearsing the song, they came to me and said, it might be interesting if your character just said these lines instead of singing
That might
them.
Be interesting.
Yeah.
Ouch.
Yeah. That was a slam, wasn't it?
I don't think it was.
I think
it's a compliment to your comedic ability to make that thing work.
All right.
That's how I would spin it.
I'll take it that way.
By the way, if that had happened to me, that's the story I lead with in every conversation I'm in. Because I love it. I love stories like that. When I was in high school, grade school, playing basketball, I was on the basketball team. That's right, Wendy. I'm not the tallest guy
no,
now.
No, you're not.
I was 3'7" then. So,
Muggsy Bogues. Let me just say Muggsy Bogues to you.
He had talent. I didn't have that. So,
right. Goldschatter?
No, Muggsy Bogues played for...
Oh, yeah.
Who did he play for?
I don't know, but it was like an MVP or something. He was really
5'9".
Good. Well, I'm not 5'9".
No, you're not quite that.
So here's what happened. Yeah. One of our games, I was playing for Our Lady of Loreto out of hometown Illinois, and our regular coach had to miss a game, and so some other coach filled in at halftime. We're not winning. He says to the players, he goes, you guys got to pick it up. And you other guys like Pardo, Cusack, Pender, you're not ball players. You're really here because Mr. O'Connor had to fill out a roster.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
Right? Who says
that
to a child?
Why?
But I have that guy's name is Jack Hallberg. He owns Hallberg Insurance. Good luck to you, Jack. I'll badmouth that guy all day long. Because what adult thinks that's okay to say to a child? If I saw him today, I would tell it to his face.
But
that's my point. Is I love stories like that. I think are hysterical.
But didn't that put something in your head of, well, now I'm going to succeed just to get to this guy?
No, he wasn't wrong.
Oh,
but you don't
not wrong,
it.
But rude.
Although then he walked out and he said to my dad, was like, hey, you know what? I really appreciate the time you take with the kids. He goes, I was just telling Jim here, all you got to do is keep practicing, you'll get better. I was like, that's not what you
Wait,
said.
Wait, that's nothing.
Did
like
you
what
bust
he
him?
Said.
That's not. No, you're a kid. You're afraid. You
yeah,
know,
you're
you
right.
Know, now I'm not. I just told it on radio. Jack Hallberg, senior.
From Hallberg Insurance.
That's right.
Senior. Oh, that's awful.
Yeah, good guy. Haven't seen him since then. That's true.
I'm surprised. I'm surprised you guys didn't stay in touch after that. That seems like the beginning of a beautiful friendship.
It really does. Oh, if anything, just to shoot hoops.
That's crazy. When you come back to Chicago, because now you live in the hills of Hollywood,
of course,
Jimmy,
I do, yeah.
Where all the famous live. When you come back to Chicago, what's the first thing they go, I'm in town, I got to see this or do this or eat this?
The first thing I got to do is come down here and see this Lincoln statue here and figure out who the guy is standing next to him.
Oh, my God, we all want to know.
Oh, you don't know either?
No.
They won't tell us.
Oh, he's your everyman.
Wait a minute. Oh, is that what it is?
For people who don't know, in Pioneer Court, which is just south of us here on Michigan Avenue, there's an Abe Lincoln statue that's about two stories high.
It's very big.
And he's talking to a guy wearing a sweater and some chinos, and they both look like they're lost.
Yeah.
And there's no explanation of the statue anywhere.
Okay, so you guys know more.
Uh-uh.
You have no more information than I do, and I've only been here 7 minutes.
Right. But Lincoln, you know, they called him the guy who could find things.
He was,
you know,
the map leader.
The map leader, they called him.
Lincoln Quest.
Lincoln Quest.
Right.
Have we all heard of this? So you could go up to Abe Lincoln, and I mm-hmm. think this is why he was president, and say to him, how do I get to Elk Grove Village from here? And Lincoln would map it out for you and show you how to get there.
He'd take his hat off and point with his hat right. as he's doing
he
that.
He had very maps demonstrative. In his hat. His hat well, was a tall hat.
That's why he kept it
with
so
maps.
He'd roll them up there.
Yeah.
Well, that's making more sense now.
Yeah.
That makes more and more sense the more you say it.
You saw the movie. Those were the best scenes in the movie is when people would come up to him and they would just throw out the name of a town and Lincoln would tell him the best route.
I like any documentary about the man. I think he's terrific. And those were my favorite scenes.
Yeah.
The Spielberg film.
Yeah, Daniel Day-Lewis.
That's right.
He was great.
I never saw that. I really should watch it.
Oh, it's good.
I love
it's based
Lincoln.
On Abraham Lincoln.
Yep.
I was born on Abe's birthday, so I really should see it.
Is that Feb 16?
12th. I always had my day off of school,
oh.
my birthday. And then they combined Washington and Lincoln, so that kind of went by the wayside.
I'm sorry.
That's all right.
Jimmy, sadly, we're out of time.
Thanks, guys. Good luck to you guys.
But the door is always open to you.
Thank you for having me in. I'm in town just visiting.
And
I always call you guys to promote and do all that, and I appreciate you having me. But I wanted to see you guys in
Look
person.
At that. Thank just come you. In to say hello, and you can always find him on his podcast, jimmypardo.com. Never Not Funny.
It's always a great time. Thank you, Jimmy.
Thank you.
Thank you.
He's
tearing
You're welcome.
Up. Jimmy's tearing up.
Who's that old coach of yours again?
That old Jack Hallberg. Jack Hallberg Insurance.
Jack Hallberg joins us after the news.
All right.
We'll get his side of the story. More after this. It's Phil and Wendy on WGN.